You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the newspaper The Herald showcased an advertisement by right-wing lobby group Hobson's Pledge on the front of their August 7 issue. The advertisement calls to restore the foreshore and seabeds to public ownership, insinuating that Māori own pretty much all coastal areas in Aotearoa. NZME, who owns the Herald's choice to include the advertisement, has faced significant backlash, notably by Te Pāti Māori and Kawea Te Rongo, the Māori Journalist Association. I spoke to Professor at the University of Auckland Faculty of Law, Claire Charters, who whakapapas to Ngāti Whakaue, Ngāpuhi, Tu Wharetoa and Tainui about the advertisement and the backlash it has received. Recently, the newspaper The Herald showcased an ad by right-wing lobby group Hobson's Pledge, which called to restore the foreshore and seabeds to public ownership, insinuating that Māori own pretty much all coastal areas in Aotearoa. Where does this claim come from?
I'm not sure, because that's not the case. So, yeah, I'm not sure where that claim comes from. And there's a bunch of things that you could point out, and that's foreshore and seabed has never been in public ownership. In fact, if any, there's some private titles which are pre-existing, which belong to private owners, of which the vast majority are non-Māori. The foreshore and seabed, in fact, belongs to nobody. There is the opportunity for Māori to seek what's called a customary marine title, but that doesn't amount to anything as we would know it as ownership. So, to be honest, I don't really know how they can make that claim.
Do you believe this advertisement goes against the Advertising Standards Authority's codes of truthful presentation, which ensures that ads must be truthful, balanced, and not misleading?
Look, it's not my specialty to look at advertising standards or consumer law, but I certainly would argue that it's misleading and it can deceive and certainly confuse readers, and there's a lot of implication there about taking away people's rights to access the beach, for example, which is just simply not true. There's a bunch of ambiguity, certainly exaggeration in the case of the Wahi Tapu and Rahui provisions. So, again, it's not my place to say. I'm not an expert in those advertising standards or consumer law, but I certainly think that it meets a number of those tests that you would see under law for breaches of advertising standards.
The advertisement has received a lot of backlash, notably from Kawea Te Rongo, the Māori Journalist Association, who have referred to the running of the ad as irresponsible and expressing profound shock and dismay to NZME, the company who owns the Herald's decision to use the ad, with Te Pāti Māori calling for a boycott of the newspaper. Do you believe this backlash is warranted?
Absolutely. I think that it's abhorrent to hark back to the division and racism of 2003 to 2006, 2007, and in fact ongoing around the foreshore and seabed. I think that, it's so problematic to try and suggest that Māori will own the foreshore and seabed, that there will be a denial of access and so on. That's only going to incite racism against Māori, to aggravate ongoing racism structurally and also on the ground, and division. I'm really stunned that they would pull that, sort of tactic, which is so upsetting for, this concept of unity, and indeed these values that they themselves claim to be seeking, and equality and things like that. I just don't understand it and think that it's abhorrent.
In a statement to RNZ, a spokesperson for NZME says the advertisement was clearly labelled as such, and that the company receives thousands of requests from advertisers every week, and that by choosing to run the ad is by no means NZME's endorsement of the message. Are media companies such as NZME being selective enough in choosing what advertisers they wish to promote?
Look, again, it's harder for me to comment. I'm more of a lawyer on, I guess, Indigenous rights and Māori rights generally. But it sounds to me like a cop-out, because surely there is some discretion as to which ads that you run and which you don't. And there are advertising standards, which I'm assuming must apply to NZME and The Herald, and as we discussed. Again, not a consumer lawyer, but they seem to mislead, deceive, breaching potentially all those standards that are meant to hold our media to account. So it sounds like a cop-out to me. I think it certainly suggests that there's some irresponsibility in not fact-checking there. So there is freedom of the press, and I think that's incredibly important, and freedom to express our opinion. But when something is so factually incorrect, it's very dangerous.
That was Professor at the University of Auckland Faculty of Law, Claire Charters, on the backlash the Herald has been facing following the inclusion of an advertisement from Hobson's Pledge.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.